Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on the TNI channel. We talk Impact. Alicia, it's a small crew tonight. It's a duo.
Yeah.
So, all of you looking for maybe the Bone Man or who knows who, it's just going to be us tonight, but that's okay. Yeah. We can do it. We can get through it together with you.
In an orderly fashion.
So, yeah, it's been a little while since it was me and Alicia just together. But the Bone Man just taking a night off, getting a little reprieve from all the stress of the podcast game. The pod father, the bone daddy. He needs a break. We all need a break sometimes. So we're here. And we're gonna go over a big show tonight on the Road to Slammiversary featuring you know who. Should have been the main event. Wasn't the main event. And he's not happy about it. Undefeated.
Yeti, what did they call him? Something Yeti?
I think they called him a Yeti. I think they called him a bear. They called him everything. But you just look at him. What a
for good reason. Yeah.
With that, like I know people before. It's like he killed poor Chewbacca and took his skin. But you can't argue what the guy looks like when he comes down there. That cowboy hat, the jacket. It's like you don't mess with Joe. But we'll get to that. That's later in the show. When I've been on here before without J-Bone, it's his gimmick. We're not doing the J-Bone news. And because it's just Alicia here, and if I were to upset her, she'd go away and I'd be here all alone. I can't play the fake wrestling news because she doesn't like it. So there's not a...
I don't mind the music. I just don't like
The Meltzer look. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bells Boy, for the super chat or the super sticker, as they say. Malachi Punk Trace for the bits on the Twitch, which you owe Anna with the sticker. Appreciate it, guys. Obviously, thank you for watching on the Twitch and the YouTube. Remember, if you're here, you got to hit that like button, sub, do all that. Rayline, thank you very much for the bits. Always appreciate it. Thanks for everyone jumping in here tonight, this Thursday. But let's start right off with how this show began. And we got another, we'll go over some news in a bit, but there's nothing breaking. There's stuff with the show. We'll go over the news made on the show. If there's anything, guys, feel free on chat. Because I actually came right from a work function. I was getting up to date, and then I buzzed through commercial free when I got home to just get it in. I finished the show literally like 5 minutes ago. So anyone with any other news, I know there's talk of the Atlanta tip. That like there's the Atlanta shows going on sale. Sounds like Monday. So stay tuned for that against all odds. And then for future shows, they did announce new dates, which is really cool. They announced the rest of August for Impact Wrestling, where they will be going back to Chicago as well as back to Dallas. So they haven't been to Chicago since Bound for Glory a couple years ago, and they're going back undetermined where. They didn't say where sites. It seems like they're going to play where MLW played, would be my guess, was Cesaro Stadium. And then I would assume the factory down in Dallas, that's where they've been playing. So either of those, but stay tuned for that. So there's some live event news. I know everyone's always interested in that, but we'll leave that as news. Feel free to throw some more stuff in there as we go. And Rayline, biggest touring year in quite some time. You'd have to go back over 10 years. And speaking of going back over 10 years, that's how we can start the show. Thank you, Rayline, for this natural transition. But my favorite Impact theme song of all time was the intro tonight, Cross the Line. It was back, Alicia.
Yes.
And
I heard it.
it was great. And they brought back the band performing it, the segments. They did the TNA in HD at the end. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was hoping we get more a new version of the rain falling, but that's a ton of production. That was Spike level production. They did, but they have the machine guns, so they were able to reuse it. So yeah, they used, at least they had the fallen rain for something in there, because it would not have been the same without the rainfall. So
agreed.
It was great to see that opening as we get into Slammiversary. Cross the line, everybody. And what was your favorite intro so far, or your favorite intro ever? Are you with me here, or are you across the liner, or is there something else? Or hey, maybe you like the current one. We Own the Night. It's catchy. I've heard a lot. and it doesn't drive me crazy.
Yeah. I think all of them have had their unique charm to each evolution of Impact. So I think all of them. I'll be the safe the safe bet.
you can't keep it the same forever. It gets old.
No, totally.
So they kind of have naturally changed them, but it is nice to get these back. But I know one guy's favorite.
You've stepped over the line now. You've taken it too far.
I love the way he says that.
It almost doesn't even sound like him. It's so crazy. And I know people were debating this. I think it was I saw people on social media talking about like Joker Sting was the best Sting. And Joker Sting was a great Sting. One of my favorites.
I like Crow Sting.
I grew up a Crow Sting is that's iconic, the Crow Sting.
Yeah.
But my personal favorite, because I grew up with it, is always going to be Surfer Sting.
Iconic. They're all iconic. Sting is amazing.
And it's tough because he obviously did the Crow. That I give that to WCW, but the TNA Joker Sting, that was original to TNA. So yeah. I got to go. Why so serious? And stick with it for there. But definitely some great ones. Great reinventing.
How come no one's answer is Stinger Sting?
Stinger Sting.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we know one guy's favorite is Stinger Sting because he is a little Stinger.
Little Stinger. Didn't he actually tell Sting that he was a little Stinger?
A little Stinger. When I met Sting, I did not tell him I was a little Stinger. Although the first wrestling sign I think I made, like a poster board sign, was Philadelphia Civic Center. I believe it was the Great American Bash Summer Tour, probably like 1991 or two. And I made like I was cutting out pictures from the magazines and I had Stinger on there. And it was like I remember he was going to get Stunning Steve Austin in the main event. I believe it was for the U.S. title back then. But yeah, definitely big Sting fan. Everyone was a Sting fan. If you were a WCW fan, you were a Sting fan. But
yeah,
now that we went slightly off the rails, but this is getting into Slammiversary, so it's well worth it. And I'll tell you what, we'll get into some segments. Like I there was somebody at these tapings. I had no clue they were even there, but it makes sense.
Right.
There was, but it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of these. We saw Chris Harris last week. We see somebody else this week. We're getting names, and I think that's what people want to see.
As we're going to
have 20 years here. I think people wanted more of that, but who knows? Maybe last couple of weeks, it might get crazy these last couple of weeks.
I think we're going to see some cool spots like we have been seeing, and I think it's a great idea that if you're going to promote 20 years of the company, you got to showcase 20 years of the company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, you got it. And
I want to see some old school faces up in there, like some Goldilocks or, you know, Trinity. Oh, God, could you imagine?
That would be great. I do know, I saw, I guess it was in our own little chat there, and I'm not sure if any other people saw this, because he doesn't make many appearances, but I guess Goldie recently had Eric Watts.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So definitely check that out if you're an old Asylum fan. Or even WCW fan.
Chronic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Eric Watts, come on.
sorry. I'll hold off on that story, I guess.
Okay. You don't have to.
I was just gonna say, I just remember when WCW like debuted Chronic, and it was like one of those things where like, oh, is that like a weed reference? I was young, so like I wasn't quite into the dabbling myself at that point. But I was like, oh, there's gonna be a weed reference, Chronic.
Well, that back then, that was as crazy as stuff would get a lot. Then it just went off crazy. Like ECW Attitude Era, it just went off. That went off the rail, so everything was now okay. So I will try, as we get into the beginning of the show, hitting some more of the chat here. Sorry if I've missed anybody as we're going on. Obviously, a little less people here, so I got my hands full. But keep throwing those comments in there as we go along, and I will get some highlighting. But so we start the show here, and we start with Sami Callihan, which we've been seeing Sami here and there, but we heard a little bit, but we're more seeing Sami do damage. But here we do get at least a little bit of what Sammy's up to, obviously regarding Moose. So Alicia, what did you think here? Or what are you thinking with this whole Sami Moose dynamic as we're starting the show, that he's going to be kind of taking him out?
I'm into it. I think, you know, it's a good role for both of them to play, especially it's like, you know, the hunter versus the prey, but the prey is attempting to outsmart the hunter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really like it. I thought it was a good promo to fire up the show with. We haven't done that in a while. I feel like it's always been start off with a match or like a, you know, like a preview or like a, what is that, to show what's happened.
They kind of do their real brief, like this was last week real quick, but then they go into this. But they've been starting with matches real quick for the most part lately.
Right.
So it was nice to see this for sure. And obviously they're building in this. Like we were waiting for this announcement. I'm seeing if they actually made the official. Like it's all, I think we all know this is coming. Like we know there was definitely one. I was just double checking to see what matches they're confirming. We know there's a title match just added to the show, if you want to call it that.
Right.
But we know that's going to be a match, but I'm still interested if there's going to be a stipulation and what it will be when it happens. So we get that, but then we do have our opening contest here. And it's not the inspiration. It's the influence here. Represented by Tennille Dashwood tonight. Mm-hmm. And she's got her work cut out for her with, is it now the only female member of Decay? We're not sure, in Rosemary, because we haven't seen Havoc. But Rosemary here against Tennille. Knockouts to start off the show, never a bad thing. Alicia, what did you think of this match?
I thought it was good. Little storytelling going on here, especially with Madison distracting Rosemary right from the jump off, basically. And Rosemary was so focused that she just kind of like sidestepped it and kind of had the upper hand on Tennille for a quick minute before Madison got the second, you know, distraction on her by grabbing her foot. Then it kind of seemed to go off the rails from there.
Yeah, there was like it felt like, because we've been seeing either member of the influence win matches like this, mm-hmm. through some type of shenanigans where there's interference on one part, did it with Caleb with a K, but it even without him, the other partner has been doing something to get the wins, similar to how VBD's been doing it on the men's side. But this one, interestingly enough, Rosemary is able to kind of thwart them at the end, mm-hmm. to pick up that win. It kind of backfires on them, and Rosemary gets the win. But then, obviously, we get after-match issues going on there with the 2-on-1. Mm-hmm. But this is big now. We get a save. Who comes out from the back to save the day?
Miss Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, the Reina's Day Reina's champion. Who's
La Huera Loca.
And Ray Walt, great on commentary during all this, is like, she's not even supposed to be here. What's she doing? Yeah. She has no business. But they comes to save. Taya smiling. looking at Rosemary, but Rosemary, maybe not as receptive, it seemed.
Yeah.
Looked at her, but then nothing really happened. The crowd was kind of egging them on to get that Team Ragnarok reunion tour going. We need some opponents for the Influence right now for those Knockouts tag titles.
Yeah. So
it seems natural, but are they going to do that?
I think we're heading in that direction, and I would be all right with that. Granted, I love Rosemary and Havoc. I love Havoc. But I feel like their story together, Rosemary and Taya's, was unfinished. And I like that they're picking it up, because I feel like if we're going to put a tag team together, this is like the tag team, especially because they didn't get the opportunity before Taya left.
Yeah, they were in the tournament, but that's it. They never got a chance.
Yeah. And so I think them together would be pretty unstoppable.
No, I think they agree.
Like, for reals, reals.
Especially because they seem to be having Rosemary feuding with the Influence. And, you know, she's going to need a team member, especially because Havoc is among the missing. I'm okay with this.
Do you think they have to talk out the Johnny Bravo situation? Is that the issue?
I don't, because how they left off, I feel like they had made peace with that situation. But we know Rosemary. Rosemary tends to dwell on things, and maybe she's a little bitter about her friend being gone for as long as she was. And so, you know, Taya just has to kind of be like, hey, girl, like, it's me.
I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
Ugh, flashbacks. No. I'm kidding. I kid. That was good, peeps.
You're right. But although a lot of people in here, we'll see. There are a lot of people talking about Deanna and Chelsea in here. So we'll see.
Oh, they kind of, yeah, they peppered that up.
There is a little tease later. We'll see. There was a segment that didn't give us a lot, but maybe is laying some early tracks for that to happen down the road.
They got a couple things they could be setting up here, but we'll talk about that later when we get to it.
Yeah. So after that, we go to, well, we get commentary, who did a great job tonight. I thought they were really on their game tonight. Pumping up Slammiversary. But then we get, honestly, I wasn't paying attention. I don't even know if this was advertised other than like something briefly. But the Good Brothers down on the farm. This was like pay-per-view quality here.
This was good. This was funny.
This is why the Good Brothers are a great investment for stuff like this. This was excellent.
Yeah.
I can't give any less praise for this, because I thought the Good Brothers were great. The one-liners, if we want to get a whole new bite catalog, we could probably get it from this segment. There was the back and forth, them with the kid, with like their nephew or whatever, was awesome.
They're just randomly carrying this kid around.
And honestly, like Gallows is always strong in these things, but Carl, his liners, he started off like with the whole soft, ask my Asian wife. Like, it was from the get-go, he was just firing on all cylinders. The machine.
For sure.
But it went, then they kind of had like a cinematic match out of nowhere. Papa Briscoe running around with the wrench. This was good stuff here. References to the Boneyard match that they were in with Uncle Alan. It doesn't get better than this. So let us know your opinions on this, in the chat, because I thought this was great. Any memorable specifics in this, or anything you didn't like about it? They're smelling like a Tama Tonga match. That was a great line.
I have no complaints. It was funny. It was good time filler. Entertaining through and through, and it was pure chaos.
Yeah, whoever did this, like, obviously all the talent in there, fantastic. But I'm not sure who was like the producer. Like, I assume it was an Impact. I don't know who went out there to the farm in Sandy Fork, but they did a great job. Like the angles were good. Like it came off well. It reminded me a little bit of that barnyard brawl between Mickey and Deanna, which was also very well done.
Or the North versus the Deaners.
Oh, which was also similar on a farm, another farm. Mm-hmm. So they do good with these type of things. And it's not, it's funny, but yet also like it kind of falls in. Like it's not, I know some people, I think most of us are big fans of like Wrestle House and IPWF. Right. But I know that doesn't get everybody. Yeah. But that's like, that's pure kind of a whole nother world. Yeah. Just like the Undead Realm's another world. But this is just great storytelling. But it's just great television, really, is what it is. It's wrestling, but it's great television.
Totally entertaining.
So we go from that, which is like, I'm after this. I'm like, how long are they going with this? And they just kept going with it, which I thought was just tops. My favorite segment of the night, definitely. Maybe my favorite segment in recent memory, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I just, and I wasn't expecting it, because once again, that's something I don't, I see the matches, and matches are great, but they're excellent. So props to everybody. So we go from that, which was definitely a good time, to Gia Miller backstage with Heath telling us that Rhino is not only out for a while, he might not ever come back. And that he's going after Honor No More solo, it seems, which even that doesn't sound like a good idea. Gia can't believe it. And then commentary kind of chimes in and says it. But what do you think about this here, about Rhino being out and then Heath going after that huge crew of Honor No More?
He's not got smart. Balls.
He's got kids and he's got balls. But
well, that's he's got kids.
But we'll see what happens, but I don't want him saying this.
It ain't no secret. I need a job.
I need a job. Yes.
Because that was not bright.
No.
So, but we'll see what happens. We'll see as we go along here. But Uncle Rhino, you don't want to meet that fate, Heath. Just saying. But we'll see. So, we get our next match here. And this is interesting because after the tag action of last week, we get a singles match now between Tag 'Em and Bag 'Em, Steve Maclin, who I was a big proponent of earlier in the year, versus, I think, one of our personal favorites, PCO. So you go from that match on the farm to this. Now you talk about hardcore color. The end of this match was like a monster movie. And I'm not talking about like normal PCO monster movie. I'm talking about I was there, so I knew what happened, but I wasn't sure how much would even be on TV.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some jolting stuff in this match. There's some under skin bone things going on in this match.
Did that happen, or was he can just do that? Like he, because some people can like
speak, because normally he wears like his singlet. Like if he's able to do something like that, then he picked a great time to pull off that magic trick. But they definitely played like that angle up. Like he was kept getting injured. Like every move was going to that shoulder area. And when they hit that last spot and he takes it off and it's, you can see the bone protruding up. Oh, it was like, you could hear people in there go, I was not expecting to see that. Like I've seen people like kind of, like, all right, it's out of the socket, and you can kind of tell something, like, it's not right.
Right, right.
But I've never seen something, like, protrude that much where it's like, is that about to pop out the skin? Do we got a Sid situation on our hands?
Oh, yeah, it was rough.
But
I'll tell you what. I definitely expected the monster match to play at the beginning of this match.
But it was, like, you don't see that. And I wasn't sure, like, if they, like, for some reason wouldn't air it. Would kind of cut it down, but it was a bloody mess from early on. BCO, yeah, that, yeah, like Mayor's talking here that like early, like honestly, I think he got a piece of him, but his landing, like he was bloody right from the get go.
Yeah,
the first spot and boom.
This I match, like BCO. He just makes me concerned.
But I get that, and I don't think. But I've been seeing him do it for so many years. Every time you think he's gonna hurt himself dramatically. Like I've been to indie shows. I've been to the Impact. I've been to Ring of Honor. And every time he does a move, you're like, he can't get up from this. It can't happen. And he does. He really is not human. I don't know how he gets this off. But it is crazy what he can do in a ring. And like he is, like he could be in the circus because somehow he can do this stuff. And I don't know how he does it. But yet he comes back. Nuts. But this was like the Bone Man. This was gnarly. That definitely fits gnarly in the dictionary, PCO in this match. But let us know, did you enjoy this, Alicia? Like, because, and let us know in the chat. Did you enjoy, like, I obviously this reminded me of some old days here, but this was even like kind of like, oh, it's like it took like an ECW, but then also like you could see something crazy like that happen at a backyard show. Type thing.
In a death match, something like that.
Death matches. But yeah. It didn't get to that crazy, but it was still this was wild.
This is wild. I thought it was great. I think this is a good showing for Macklin to put him up against someone like PCO. I feel like it's good for anybody to go up because it's really a test your strength or test your might kind of situation.
You wanted to say like in the past, Willie Mack, Rich Swann, if you want to say like you were like gatekeepers at Impact, like if you went through them, defeated them, like you were on the rise, like we've seen that before, like we saw Josh go through people. And it feels like PCO, because obviously he wins more than he loses, but he had that feud with Jonah, but then eventually he did get the win over him. But by beating PCO, like you're beating, like if you want to say close to the main event, the highest of the mid card, that's getting Macklin into the main event. Like that's getting him up there. And I think that's what you saw here. Like, because PCO, everyone struggles with PCO. Like, if you're going to beat him, you're going to go through a war to beat PCO.
As it goes.
Did today.
Yeah, def.
So we'll see what, because at the end, obviously, PCO's up and he's bloody and he's there. So is it over? Or do we have this? Did they go back at it? Is this Slammiversary? And some kind of, and once again, I feel like I'm saying all this, but it feels like this is Impact. This is TNA 20 years. Maybe all the matches will be gimmick matches. Because that's very old school TNA where like every match has a gimmick. Speaking of that, bring back Lockdown. I know Courtney Rush was saying, she wanted to bring back the WCW match where Abdullah went in the electric chair. bring it back. And you know what? I'm for it. It was a great premise, bad execution. And that's probably not a good pun to make right now, but it's true.
That's okay. You know, I was going to say, speaking of, you remember that fireworks show that AEW threw?
Oh, during the match? I was there.
Any Omega
the
match?
The sputter at the end? The sputter?
Yeah.
The sprinklers? The little sparklers? Might as well have been a sprinkler. Bring back the Shockmaster. Okay, there you go. I like that. But that was oh, there you go. PCO versus Macklin in a Clockwork House of Fun match.
There you go.
That was a staple, that match, for a long time, but it's almost, a lot of these take too long to set up. That's why you can only have them at start a show, but definitely bring them back at maybe a monthly pay per view coming up. Like let's get some of this stuff back.
They could do with cinematic. Sometimes I feel like there's some moments that like are appropriate for it, and I feel like a Clockwork House of Fun match would be really cool to be in a cinematic through a cinematic lens.
Yeah, the cinematic angle really offers options.
it would be, I think it would be cool, man. They could do fun shit with that. But, you know, a live match is always good too, especially during a wrestling thing. You know, you want the fans to be there to interact. So I get that.
Yeah. So now this is something you alluded to earlier. So we go backstage and we get Deonna Purrazzo backstage. Mm-hmm. And Tasha Steele, Savannah Evans coming. And they're approaching her to kind of like team up to go after Mia Yim.
Mm-hmm.
She declines. And then we see Chelsea, her bestie.
The sneaky snake.
Yeah, kind of inferring things together. But what would you think of this segment? And where do you think this would go? Because I know you had an opinion earlier on this.
I thought it was good. Good setup. But as far as Chelsea and Deonna, I think this is one of those situations where it's a match made in hell, where they could be like, you know, I can see them being like, okay, yeah, we're on the same wavelength, but Chelsea, all right, Deonna is too vain and Chelsea is a sneaky snake. And so what it is and how I get the vibe of it, you know, is that Deonna is too into herself to see that Chelsea's buttering her up to get her own opportunity.
Okay. No, I can see that.
She's on that Matt Cardona heel level right now. So you have to expect her to low blow shit. You know what I mean? And when she's being nice, she's not being nice. It's for a reason.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Well, but could you see her even, like, although that would work still with Deonna, or could you see her go all the way to turn on Deonna in all this?
I don't see it going far, but enough for her to get that opportune moment at, like, the best time.
Like, in the match, in the Queen of the Mountain.
Yeah.
All right.
Allies, you know?
We'll see. We will see, because the Queen of the Mountain is coming, and it's going to be interesting. We obviously saw Tasha win the Knockouts Ultimate X. And I know there was a lot of the same players, but it'll be interesting to see the Queen of the Mountain. It's a whole new thing. The penalty box, it's going to be wild in Nashville. So once again, Slammiversary, let us know in the chat, in the comments, if you're going. We're getting matches. We're making matches as we go here. What are you looking forward to the most? And is it the Queen of the Mountain?
History
will be made.
I always love the history making matches in the women's division, and so that's like really important.
Can't wait to watch the penalty box. I am a big fan of the penalty box, so we will see, because it is an interesting concept, and we'll talk about it, because there was a flashback that was kind of interesting tonight. So
yes, I did miss that though.
Okay, well, and then once again, it's just partial, but we'll just go over the kind of the player in that one, because maybe it's a clue. We thought stuff were clues in the past, but maybe it is, maybe it's not this time around. All right, so we go from that to what should have been the main event, but it was a non-title match between the Impact World Champion Josh Alexander and the Big Hoss of Violent by Design, the one, the only, the man, Jonah. Oh. And this was the match I was waiting for. And I'll tell you, when I was there for this, and this was coming out, I'm like, oh. I'm like, I'm worried about this booking right now, because but the thing is, Impact hadn't made a huge deal about it in the past until this match was booked about he's undefeated. It's almost been if you pay attention to the product, you know Joe Doering's undefeated, but they rarely really push that storyline. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are they just going to give it away in a build up to a major pay-per-view? But are they going to give that away when you had that in the bank to use at some point? And they didn't. And I was thrilled at this booking, because Josh still standing tall at the end. There were shenanigans. The flag comes in. They were kind of commentary was selling it more that like Josh was frustrated and hit him with it. Mm-hmm. There, I thought Joe was trying to hit himself with it to like implicate Josh. And that was the storyline, but that's not what they were selling. So we'll see what's going on with that. But I think this is definitely put that in the back and store that, because at some point that's going to come back, this Joe Doering undefeated streak. Maybe, who knows, if Island by Design falls, if Eric Young's champion, he could go after Eric Young. He gets another match. Because really, if Josh Alexander retains, I think Joe Doering's got every right to go after the title right now based on what we just saw. He beat the champion. It was by DQ, but that's a win. I thought this was pretty creative, good booking here. Like, because I think they could have hurt both of these guys technically by booking this match. But I think they all came out looking pretty good. And what'd you think of this match?
It was interesting. I did like the ending, especially with Josh breaking the flag, or not. I don't know if he broke it, but he hit Joe Doering. And I think it was just kind of like, well, if they're going to play dirty, fuck it. I'm going to play dirty too.
Yeah. And Ray Walt were kind of, but that's where like, oh yeah, he was fed up and he wasn't going to take it anymore. And that's kind of been his character during this whole, since he got sent home and came back. Like, he ain't taking any BS.
Yeah. Like the anti-hero kind of shit where, you know, he's a face, but he's not afraid to get his hands dirty if the other people are going to play dirty. And I respect that a lot. And I thought this is a good match between Joe and Josh. We don't get to see Joe in solo action enough.
Not enough.
But I get it, you know, save the tough guys, get the mystique, you know what I mean? And
Got mystique. There's no doubt. Yeah. I know a lot of our audience here are also big Joe fans. I think they know a lot of us here. I'm not going to name names on who are big Joe Doering fans, but there are a few of us. Valentino's one of them. I know it.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. He is. He approves.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I don't like that, though.
Yeah. All right. Enough, Joe. But good to see everybody. Yeah, the running crossbody. It's a unique moveset. I know there's a lot of comparisons to, like, the Stan Hansons and things like that, but you don't see that today, and it's great to see that. It's a throwback. Just like I always talk about the managers. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. So we go, but obviously Joe does get that DQ win. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes about later on all this. So, and hey, BBD's been doing all this. Let us know in the chat, also in the comments. Would you like to see Joe do more single matches? Or do you like that it's occasional like this, special attractions? Or do you want to see, like, these couple times we've seen these singles matches, do you want to see more of that?
Right.
Let us know. So after that, which now we got a ton going on here, obviously all kinds of craziness, but we get an update, and I see Bell's Boy just threw it in the chat, from New Japan, courtesy of New Japan World. It was the infamous moment that Ace Austin, in the tournament over there, joins the Bullet Club, Alicia.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the one and only, the inevitable, friend of the show, Ace Austin, joining the Bullet Club and becoming too sweet?
I think it was a good decision, to put it simply. You know, this kid has been working hard in the business since he started. And, you know, I think it is a great means for him to be able to have that honor. Granted, I'm not the biggest Bullet Club fan, but you know what? You can't deny that they're like the hottest thing in the business still. So, yeah, congratulations to him. That's pretty awesome. But I'm not happy that he let his best friend, the hot sauce wizard, get jumped. Not cool.
Well, not only did he let him get jumped, he's the one that hit him with his baton.
Yeah.
Like, at first, he's like, cool down. He was like going to be like, hey, I'm doing my thing here. Like, Alex, like, settle down, get out of here. But then Alex is like, no. But because of that action, Alicia, we get the return of the hot sauce. The Taco Bell man himself is now in the X match.
That's cool. I'm excited. Alex Zane is dope.
Taco drivers for everyone.
Yeah. And is he sponsored by Taco Bell yet? If not, they really need to get on that.
Back and forth on the social medias. I don't know if anything's ever official, but man, like, come on.
He should get free Taco Bell wherever the hell he goes.
You would hope. You would hope. But I now, even Ace was helping promote the product. But yeah. Now we know with Alex Zane, and I've been a big Alex Zane fan since the first time I saw him live in a backyard. Oh. GCW, the backyard show.
Yeah.
Him versus Tony Deppen. I'm like, that guy
is going like places.
That was watching young Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, that's his moveset. He's doing crazy things. And he's done a few brief things, sort of like how Blake Christian was. If this means more Alex Zane going forward, big fan. And if you're doing a feud, like, Ace Austin, now Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Ace Austin, a feud here, like maybe he's already got the Trey Miguel feud, which has been like infamous. And now he gets an Alex Zane international feud going. This is
pretty
Ace
epic.
Austin, we were talking about it. He wanted to be that youngest, the world champion. I think you're seeing a possible huge ascension here for Ace Austin. Like, this could be what, like, it ends, it culminates in a world title. Like, maybe he is, if Josh holds on to it, maybe he's the guy that defeats Josh Alexander at some point.
Team
Canada versus Bullet Club, and we'll see what happens. But for Ace, with all he's doing now, there's only one thing left to say.
It's in a bangorama.
That's right, Ace. You got that right. But once again, great seeing the relationship, the footage from New Japan. So once again, they're utilizing it because I know we got that first promo when he was over in Japan, but then we didn't really hear much. So it was great to get this, that huge turn with the Bullet Club because we know there is some scheduling conflicts. So like Chris Bay and obviously now Ace Austin is going to be the main representation with the Good Brothers of the Bullet Club going forward, probably for this next bit, but really, really cool stuff going forward. And that Ultimate X match is going to be crazy.
Looking forward to it.
And then J-Bo saying here, Alex Zane from New Japan. So we'll see. We'll see. Definitely. I know he was doing kind of still a little bit of everything. New Japan, a lot of people worked there. I don't know how committed, but it's probably like a Jonah situation. Hopefully he can do a long run here with both companies.
For sure.
Will not say no to Alex Zane for sure.
No.
So we get that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, sometimes these people are just great fits. And he feels like a perfect fit at Impact. I know every time I would talk to him, it's like, man, you fit so great in there. And like, hopefully now we get to see it. And let us know, like, what do you think now this field? I know everyone was like, there was always names. I want to see this person in the Ultimate X, this person in the Ultimate X. What do you think about Alex Zane, the Ultimate X? And what do you think of this lineup? Do you think that's do you think this could be like a show stealing match with these guys in the Ultimate X? You got some people that offer something different. It's honestly, we'll talk about it more as we get into Slammiversary predictions as we get closer. But this Ultimate X lineup, a little different than previous ones. Cause I know if you've watched the show in the past, I'll go over like, okay, that person's the base. That person does this kind of spot. This person's used for this. It's not really that this time. It's kind of like they're all kind of doing all different things. Like it's true X Division wrestlers. Even though I like to say there is the No Limits X Division, you can have a Samoa Joe, you can have people that a Jordan Grace that might not fit certain style. But here they all kind of have a similar style in a way, slight differences, but it's high flyers. So it's going to be pretty crazy. But definitely stay tuned. Cause that is, I think a show stealer. We go back to follow up to, earlier, we get Moose finding Sammy Callahan in the warehouse. Moose, bloody, he beats Callahan all over, busted open. Moose tries then to leave. He can't leave because Sammy's got the key on the ground. But then he goes after the eyes and leaves Moose locked in the warehouse room. We don't know what happened to Moose. What do you think? Man. We're not possible. Like, once again, I'll double check a second. I don't think we still have a match to announce. Is it possible we're not going to get this match? Or are they just really building this up?
I think that
could this be a sign? Could this be a sign of something? Where what type of match this could be when we have it? Because now you got eye rakes. You got like there's no way they can have a standard match.
No,
it can't happen.
No way. It's not Sammy's style.
It's definitely not Sammy style. It's got to be some type of violent match. Everyone's saying Monster's Ball. Oh, it has been announced, Monster's Ball. Okay, so they've been going everything. So it's officially Monster's Ball match. Okay, that makes sense. And it's a gimmick match known for the company that doesn't need a lot of setup. So very smart to do. Because they've been doing all kind of violent ones. So a Monster's Ball does make sense. And they've done that at Slammiversary. I guess was Dallas the last one at a Slammiversary with a Monster's Ball. But always good to bring those back. So they can only imagine what Sammy's going to do in a match like that. Moose, come on, man.
I'm rooting come for on, you,
pal.
Man.
I'm rooting for you, pal. But freaking Sammy.
I don't know who's going to win it.
That's a Sammy advantage match. That definitely evens the eye because we heard him talking about and that's what I was just going to talk about, Mayor. That Gia interviewed him and it was that like the lights going out, but he was saying how much of a better athlete he is than Sammy. So that really does even the odds quite a bit. A critical sting here, like Slammiversary 20, Monster's Ball, Ultimate X, Queen of the Mountain. One show. Like a lot great. Of matches this company's been known for are on this show. So we really can't ask for much more for like gimmick matches. You got your title matches, you got these. That's probably about it. Hopefully you get a lockdown announcement at some point because I need the lockdown. I need some more cage type matches in the future. But for now, they're loaded. They're loaded with matches. It's going to be crazy.
For sure.
So now we got all that going on there. Then we get our, let's make sure I didn't miss anything here. Yeah, we got our main event going here. Honor No More, Eddie, Taven, and Bennett, the Original Kingdom, versus Frankie Kazarian, Kaz, along with the Motor City Machine Guns, Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley. So a little bit of a preview to what we are going to be getting at Slammiversary with the 5-on-5 match. But this one, just the 3-on-3, but you got Eddie with the OGK against those three. Back and forth, a lot of action, a lot of throwback moves. But then... Well, what did you think, Alicia, on how this one, and how do you think this was going to go to what happened in this match?
I honestly can't say. Again, it's one of those matches where it was like there was just a lot going on, and it was fun to watch, but I couldn't tell you. Even though I was watching, I'm like,
uh-huh, yeah, I know. Where before we started, you were saying because it was like it was back and forth, and you're like, what's going on? What's going on? It was very even, it seemed. Like, that was what they were playing. Yeah. It's like, control, lob, control, send back. And then, but then in the end, you got Bennett with a little low blow on Christopher Sabin. He is Chris Sabin. He didn't like that to get the win here. But then, so you get the Honor No More, and I know a lot of people, like, Honor No More has been, they've been kind of getting those wins. They've been adding them up lately. I know early on people were like, they're not winning enough. They've been kind of adding to that win total a lot lately going into this. And they're building up. So they get a big win here going into Slammiversary. But then earlier we had him. He said he was going to go after him. We get Heath. He comes out crazy, like a redheaded wild man.
A redheaded wild man.
And he's going after these guys. Like,
oof. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
And he initially, he's taking them all on. He's getting them. But it doesn't last for long, as we thought. He quickly gets taken out by all the guys. And not only does he get taken out, they put him out of commission, just like they did Rhino. So now we don't know what's going to go on with Heath. It's not good.
It's a mystery.
It's definitely a mystery. And sorry, Jeremy, I talked to Alicia about this before the show, but yes, there was a quick segment backstage with Mean Gia Miller and the DNA of TNA. Matt Morgan was in the house. They were in Florida, so I guess that's not a shock. But he's recently became a mayor down there. So they talk, and then Vincent comes in and the kind of pumped the Honor No More stuff. And he didn't dig it, man. No, but then he kind of gives that kind of wink and a nod on, once again, we don't know who the mystery partners are for the TNA, which they made clear, even though they're calling it TNA Originals, they're saying it also can be current roster members or someone from the past. So they're opening up. Before, it seemed like it was definitely going to be Originals, like I would say 2005, 6 or prior. But now it feels like it could be more anybody. So who knows who it could be? I'm interested to see if they're going to announce them or if they're going to be surprises up until Slammiversary. But that also kind of hints now at the flashback, which was a King of the Mountain match won by Samoa Joe. Could that be a hint? Or is it not a hint? There's a relationship with the company where Samoa Joe works right now. They teased him Slammiversary a couple years ago. Well, what do you think in the chat right now? Throw it in the comments. Who do you think is going to be these mystery members? But then there's also, and there was a couple, I know there was a couple segments there. They kind of all mixed together where the digital media title will be defended. And that is going to be Brian Myers, who's not the champion. He was just given the belt that was stolen from Rich Swann. So it's going to be Swann and Myers at Slammiversary for the digital media title. So Matt Morgan is the mayor of Longwood, Florida since 2017. Okay, there you go. Everyone's saying how fast the review is. Well, we're just motoring here. That's what we do. But chime in. What did everyone think of this main event here? And what do you think? Who do you think has the edge going into Slammiversary? Honor No More or the Originals? But we don't even know who they all are yet. We're still, can the Guns and Frankie, can they, or is Honor No More going to run this place?
I think Honor No More.
Eddie Edwards, what's going to happen? Will Lish get involved? What's going to happen here? She's allowing all this to happen.
Well, Mitch is, Lish has got a Masha to worry about. if we remember, last week she got the notice
She did. Like, yeah, she's got bigger things to worry about right now. So that's, well, hopefully for Lish, she'll be okay. But we are worried about Lish right now. So Lish, be safe. Giselle, take care of her. All right, let me just make sure we're not missing anything else, because that was the main event. We get it going off the air with Heath getting the beatdown. Just want to make sure we didn't miss anything here, but I think that covers just about everything. So we're heading into Slammiversary. Alicia, what's your kind of final thoughts on this show for Impact, as we're now only 2 weeks away?
I think everything is building up and leading nicely into the next pay-per-view. I think they got a good flow going here. Last week, I wasn't so sure, but now I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing here. And I'm with it. I'm here for it, and it's going to be a hell of a pay-per-view.
No, that's the thing. There was a lot of TV time as we get in the Slammiversary here, so it wasn't all going to be announced and then just go through motions. They're slowly revealing everything here as we get closer and closer to Slammiversary. And you got a lot here tonight. But you can see, like, Critical Sting, I think, put a grade with all those types of matches you're getting already. And we still don't even know all the card. Like, we still got some surprises, and I'm sure some big matches you can kind of maybe see the writing with, but are yet to come, and that will just make this card even stronger. So
for sure.
Yeah, that Monsters Ball match, that's going to be a huge one. Too bad. Like, sadly, you got the Cardona injury, which he revealed there. So he definitely looks like he'll be out of action for a while. So I know sometimes he might behave a certain way, but obviously we wish the best to
Mr. Cardona. Of course. Speedy and safe recovery.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully he gets back soon. But I have a feeling, knowing him, he'll still be involved in a number of angles somehow. Like, he will not vanish from our screens, especially with what we think Chelsea might be getting up to in the near future.
Yeah.
Now, I do see some, I heard some kind of comments here as we're going through. And then I see Mary even ask about current, like, because I know that's always the hot topic right now with Impact, about tickets being sold and venues and things like that. I know, obviously, you got a Sunday pay-per-view. Obviously, we saw that became the norm for a while, but
I miss Saturdays.
That does hurt a advance gate for a show. Yes. It's tougher to sell tickets on a Sunday. Most people have work the next day. People don't want to go out and travel for a show that is on a Sunday. You're talking a Sunday, Monday. Not optimal.
Yeah, I
get it, and it is the 20-year anniversary, and that's why. And the diehards, it's not going to stop them. But I think, just like everything else, Impact is, I think, kind of well known at this point. It's a lot of walk-ups. It's a lot of people don't buy a lot of them in advance. They kind of wait till the last minute. I'm sure Slammiversary is going to be fine. I have no doubts. The history's there. That's fine. TV, there's always going to be less after a pay-per-view for TV. That's wrestling in general. We'll see at the end, but probably it usually winds up being in that 20% range, less 25, something like that. That's what I would say between the two. But they'll do probably a different configuration and all that. That's why a lot of times I know NWA is running like that venue, but then going to Skyway. Like, right. Impact's not, or they are staying at that venue. So once again, I'm not worried about that. Obviously, we know for other events that, like, they're filling up the calendar, which is great. Now it's doing media rounds, doing promotion. I don't know all the details of everything that is being done, but got to get it out there. Just keep doing it. Us as fans, we do these shows, go on the social media, get the word out there. Talk about what you want to see. Talk about what you like. Talk about what you don't like. Talk about what you want to see, who you want to see. No conversations, really bad conversation. Like, don't just rip on things for the sake of ripping on them without a valid opinion or some ideas on anything. But definitely get it out there. Like, that's all you can do. And obviously, if they are coming to your town, try to promote them, even if you can't go. Obviously, watch them on TV, watch them on here. Get the YouTube premiums. Get whatever you need to watch it. But there's obviously a lot of wrestling out there. Obviously, I think a lot of us here, our preference is the Impact brand. It always brings me, for a long time, I think we've all been watching it. To me, I always say it feels like the old territory days. It's a throwback in a lot of ways, but very modern other ways. It's a good mix of the stuff I like, because obviously I love live events, but for TV, a lot of TV wrestling I'm not a fan of today. It's tough. Like, I can watch a lot of it live. Like, if I was at live versions of those shows, that's fine. But really watching it, oof, it's rough. So it's actually to watch because I was somewhere else, and with Jay taking the night off, we didn't do the reactions tonight. So sorry for anyone that really likes to tune into the reaction show, and we didn't do that tonight. But that'll come back next week. I wasn't around. I was running back, so I was kind of staying up to date, and I was watching my DVR'd version as commercial free when I got back. So, but that I can watch, and I watch it every week after seeing most of this live. Uh-huh. I felt like that, a statement of the TV can be good, because I'm not there hearing commentary, seeing the segments backstage, and then you see it all come together. So it's kind of a nice thing to watch. You can watch really good quality matches, but this is where you watch TV. And that's, Impact does it about as well as anyone. So that's why I like it. I think that's why a lot of other people here like it. But get that message out there. Do what you can. Promote it. We're all in this together. We've 20 years of Impact here. Let's get 20 more. After 20 more, we'll see where we're at. But let's go 20 more. That 50th anniversary.
Waiting for it.
Going for it, guys. But yeah, the crazier things have happened. It ain't going nowhere. ECW, WCW, see ya. Impact, outlasted them all. But I think that's about it. I think everyone here, thanks for all the stickers, the bits, everything tonight. If you're watching this now and haven't already, and you didn't hit that like button, if you're not a subscriber, you got to do it. You got to do it. And the Bowman's off. I'm going to plug him anyway. Smash this podcast. You did a whole thing on Ace Austin. Went over like gangbusters. If you haven't watched that yet, get up to date on the Bone Man over on Smash This Podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, recently, because I know we got 20th anniversary of Slamversary coming, a throwback shirt on the Pro Wrestling Tees store, along with all the other merch you can get. The Saban Section shirt, official from First Sabanite and the guys that did that back in the day in the Asylum. You can go get the First Sabanite shirt from us at We Talk Impact at Total Nonstop Impact, right on Pro Wrestling Tees. So that's pretty cool. It's a front and back shirt, so definitely check that out. But good stuff all around. Hit the Discord. Everyone's always talking about the wrestling and everything else. Movies. Alicia, you've been hanging out in the Discord a lot lately, I think.
Kinda. I'm always there.
You just don't slapping those people's hands when they're doing things they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Clocking them. Scooping up the field nice and bopping them on the head, bro.
You gotta do it every once in a while. So definitely check that out. Obviously the social medias, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, either Total Nonstop Impact or We Talk Impact on all the socials. If you're listening to this on the audio, we love the audio. I don't have the numbers in front of me. J-Bone, if you're out there and you know, let us know if there's any countries listening to us more so than other ones right now, because we appreciate you worldwide, wherever you're at listening to us. And we try to, hopefully, you enjoy listening to us. And we will continue to keep doing this. But if you do really want to support us, and I know a lot of people in here do, I see the names, join the Patreon. Because then you get stuff like the family dinner. Alicia's a regular on that show. Yes. You get After Dark. Ooh, get spicy After Dark. You can get...
Yeah, I'm not on that show.
Because that usually goes late. I'm not even always on that show. That's
too late.
I get too late. I get it sometimes, but sometimes it's just too late for me. And then there's stuff like the different watch-alongs and some reaction stuff. All kinds of good stuff in there. So definitely check that out if you can. The show schedule, a little different because the throwbacks are not going on right now. So we're going to see what happens there. But obviously, Wednesdays, you got TNI UK, Bison, Simply Steve, The Joker. You got them all there. Great show. That's in the middle of the day for us over here. Hopefully you can do that a lot of times. Busy at work. Sadly, I can't jump in there and have the phone with you guys, but I always watch it on the replay. And if you miss any of this live, watch it on the replay. Listen to it on audio. It's even better. But we like you being here live because it's fun interacting with everyone live as we go on here. But I think we covered pretty much everything here. Alicia, where can they find you when you're not right here?
You can find me under the handle Alicia B. Cakey on Twitter and Instagram and lurking on the Discord.
There you go. Obviously, you see my name there. You can find me mainly on the Twitter at my name, William M. Gardner. Also, same on the Instagram. If you find me anywhere else, feel free. If you see me at a show, say hello. If you're going to Slamversary, I will be there. I'll see you there in the tapings. I guess I'm confirmed for Louisville, Kentucky. We'll see about Atlanta when they go on. I'm tentative, but likely will happen, and we'll go from there. But independent show-wise, I know one's always – oh, this weekend. I know we talked about last week, Expo Lucha. I'll be heading to that this weekend. We'll see what happens there. I'm trying to figure out, see if they have like a daily schedule to figure out when I'll be showing up there, but definitely obviously for the wrestling shows on Saturday and Sunday night. So if you're in Philly, maybe I'll see you there for a little Lucha Libre action. I believe Laredo Kid and maybe Tarusa and a couple others might be there. But definitely check everything out. The show, remember, we talk Impact, don't nonstop Impact. Check us out there. And we'll see you on the Patreon, I guess Tuesday. That seems to be the day now instead of Sunday, but one of those days, Wednesday for TNI UK, and then back again here Thursday with the reaction next week along with the review. But Alicia, thanks for hopping in here with all the TNI fam, and I guess that's about it because we'll see you later.